with a check of sports. We'll bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Like, not too bad. Like I said, I was really upset. 8 days.
They can't the hell with Amazon. Shop right. 65-inch Samsung, $490.
I'll do even better. I went and found one actually locally. Okay. And it was $20, $25, or $28 cheaper than it was on Amazon, and they even offered to install it, but it only weighed 14 pounds. So but I got it. But really, 8 days for a company that size, and they're just shipping it out. I know it's Christmas and everything, but it's not like So we'll stop talking about that because it was stupid. But anyway, but because I had it up in my bedroom last night, I did get to see a football game last night that was actually a fun football game to watch.
I hope you watched the one I was going to talk about.
I watched Oklahoma State and Miami.
That's the one I want to talk about.
Okay, 37-34. Okay, you're off to the races, run.
So you watched that game, right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me that game wasn't in the bag.
It certainly looked like it.
First of all, 21-0.
Yeah.
Out of the gate. Right, I put it on late. I'm like, how can they be losing 21-0? They're losing 21-0. A guy from Oklahoma State caught 3 touchdown passes. He only caught 1 pass all year.
Yeah.
1 pass all year. He looked like the second coming of Lynn Swan. All right, this guy scores 3 touchdown passes. The Miami receivers dropped 5 passes that were probably all over 25 yards or better.
Yep.
That were either right in their hands or right in their gut. Dropped them. Just flat out dropped them. Are you kidding me?
The same receiver dropped 3.
Yeah, number 8. Yeah. Whoever number 8 is.
Yeah.
He dropped 3 of them. I was watching this game like, if there's ever a game in the bag, it's this one. And then just to toss in some other good stuff, whenever Miami was getting close, they'd come up with a couple of penalties like you'd scratch your head about. So since gambling is involved, this is what happens when you see games like this. The integrity of the game is questioned. And I'm glad you watched it because, in my opinion, there was something smelly about this game last night.
Yeah, let me put it this way. I put it on and watched it, and it became 21-0. I turned it off for a few minutes, but then I went back to it seeing as it was a new TV and it was in my bedroom and everything like that. You're right. And plus, the game was not enjoyable to watch other than the fact that it was a close game, but it was not an enjoyable game to watch because the quality of the football that
it was like they were just going through the motion.
Yeah, you're right. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, and then the game after that was Texas and who the heck did they play? Colorado. And that was like a team came to play and a team didn't come to play. Texas, who is ranked in the top 20, played Colorado, who only played 5 games going into the bowl game, and they got massacred.
Yeah.
Texas showed up playing really good, and both starting quarterbacks got hurt, the one from Miami and the one for Texas. And both of them played well, and especially the Texas kid. He came in when it was still a game and just played really, really good for Texas. And Texas looked real good, but Colorado didn't come to play, and it showed. They got beat 55-23.
That was the Alamo Bowl, and the game that we were talking about before that had a great
Cheez-It Bowl.
That was a perfect name for it, the Cheez-It Bowl, because it was really ridiculous. All right, there is a bunch. I think there's a bunch of football games. The best one, actually, tonight, which hopefully should be a good game, is the Cotton Bowl, Florida versus Oklahoma.
Should be. You don't know if these kids are going to show up or not, but that should be a pretty decent game.
Yeah, and it should be one of those shootout type of games. So,
what time is that game?
That game, I think, is at 8 o'clock, and it's on our favorite sports network, ESPN.
Extra Stupid People Network, yeah.
Well, I've been watching sports on and off for a while, and I've never liked the on-air presence of Booger McFarland, okay? For some reason, I just don't think he does a great job on air.
He's inept.
Yeah. But he came out with a statement yesterday, which is right on the mark, and it has to do with Dwayne Haskins. He says, quote, American players sometimes pick brand first over the attitude, what's best for the team.
Sometimes?
It's becoming more and more and more.
You watched the Miami game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
What about that kid who played there for like 4 years and decided not to play yesterday?
Yeah.
For Oklahoma State. If I'm the coach, that kid's not even on the sideline. Forget it. You don't want to play tonight? Good. Stay in a hotel.
Here's what McFarland said. Quote, oftentimes young players, especially, I'm going to go ahead and say this, especially young African-American players, because they make up 70% of this league, they come into this league and ask themselves the wrong thing. He went on to say they come into the league saying, not how can I be a better player. They don't say how can I be a better teammate. They don't say how can I be a better person. How can I get my organization over the hump? Here's what they come in saying, McFarland says. They come in saying, how can I build my brand better? How can I build my social media following better? How can I work out an Instagram and show everybody that I'm ready to go, but when I get into the game, I don't perform?
Yep. Don't have to perform.
That is just a crushing statement.
True.
And it's so obvious. I mean, Dwayne Haskins is the guy who said when the Giants didn't pick him, and they picked Danny Dimes, said, I'll show him on the field, we'll play. Well, in the three games that they played against one another, he lost every game. He has a real bad attitude. He didn't follow the COVID-19 regulations, went to a birthday party the day before the game without a mask on, okay, around all these other people. He just thought he was bigger than the league. Well, guess what he just found out? He's not. You know, he was released, period.
Well, now, I guess he'll be on the back of the truck with Kaepernick playing the drum.
Well, no, I think somebody else will pick him up because he's so young and they'll try to work with him. But still, the gift that these athletes have of being able to become instant millionaires because they do have an athletic talent that not everybody has, it infuriates me when you see them throw it away. Just like it'll infuriate me when someone gets a bright student gets a free pass in college and totally decides to throw it away.
Well, that's what I tell my players. Yeah. Actions have consequences. If you don't want problems, be careful on what you do. That's what I tell them. And that goes right through the professional ranks. Actions have consequences. You're not above anything.
You know,
it's about time the more these things happen, the more players.
And now you look at the Cleveland Browns. They're coming up in a must-win game.
Yeah.
Two more players added to the COVID-19 list.
Well, it doesn't matter. Half of the Pittsburgh team's not playing.
Yeah.
It's an irrelevant game. The integrity of this sport is in the gutter. Because Pittsburgh doesn't need the game. They have a two-game lead. They're laying down.
Yeah.
So Cleveland will probably beat Pittsburgh. It's not so much about Cleveland. It's the ramifications for other teams that played 15 games this year and trying to make the playoffs. So by Pittsburgh laying down, I think that heavily hurts the Dolphins' chances of getting in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no integrity in the sport.
Yeah.
There's zero integrity in the sport.
All right. Is there anything other sports that you?
Yeah,
want?
Baseball.
Okay.
Everybody's talking about San Diego making these moves.
Yeah.
People, wake up. Can people read? Do people pay attention to what's going on for themselves? Blake Snell and Yu Darvish, over the course of their seasons, have more losing seasons than winning seasons. Period. End of story. They didn't go out and sign Tom Seaver and Bob Gibson. They signed. Blake Snell was in the league 5 years with three losing seasons and one Cy Young season. Does that make you a good pitcher? I don't think so. And Yu Darvish, he's in the hospital more than a guy with COVID. He's always hurt. So where are these big moves that the TV is telling you are such great moves by the Padres, that they're going for it now? Where are they? Where are these moves? Give me a break. Oh, and the Padres did such a great job, Clevinger, that they got from the Indians. He's out next year with Tommy John surgery. So, yeah. Okay. Next story.
Yeah.
What a bunch of garbage.
It's wild. It's wild. But anyways,
I wanted to make a bet with a friend of mine. I said, I'll bet you whatever money amount that you want that Zach Wheeler for the Phillies that the Mets stupidly let walk will have more wins than both of those guys. So far, I haven't heard back from him.
You won't. Well, like I said, at least there's the potential for a decent, fun football game tonight. We'll see what happens with the game itself.
But it should be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, and that's
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool to watch because they're meaningless. So get the calculator out and just keep adding points.
And
I can't wait till Friday, though.
Why?
I want to see Notre Dame get destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they get beat like 50-7.
I can't see them. I would give the point spread a minimum of 17 points.
It's 21.
It's 21. All right. Yeah, it's crazy. And I have to laugh at this now. And you know, I'm a big Giant fan. You know that win, lose or draw. I may complain and stuff like that, but I'm a big Giant fan. I am tired of the NFL and the NFL Network hyping this weekend with Washington, Dallas, and Philadelphia and the Giants playing one another.
Well, they got nothing else to talk about. When you got teams that are outright saying that they're not going to show up this weekend, playing teams that are trying to make the playoffs, six and eight teams suddenly are big news.
There's no way that whoever wins the NFC East.
Oh, I see. I go the other way. I know where you're going with this. I hope they win. I hope they win their first playoff game.
It would be nice because
I don't even care if it's the Giants.
Yeah, but what's,
I hope they win the first playoff game.
What makes it horrible is that they'll have a home playoff game, and they'll obviously have five less wins than the people that they're playing.
Well, I hope they play Seattle, and I hope they beat them. Whoever it is, Dallas, Washington, the Giants, whoever it is, it ain't going to be the Eagles. I think they're out.
The Eagles are
a team
out.
That
yeah.
can't win.
Yeah.
But out of those three teams, I think they're probably going to play. Well, they're going to play a wild card team, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know who a wild card team is, but whoever they play, I hope they win.
All right.
Just to show the league how meaningless it is.
Yeah.
Where you got a team with less than a 500 record beating somebody else. That would be great. And wouldn't it even be even better if they get to the championship game? That would be even better.
We'll see what happens.
The laughing stock division of the league is in the championship game. That would be great.
That'd be hilarious. All right, Mike, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a good day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.